Me and the kids were always messaging. They LOL'd, I ROFL'd. But then I changed phone and the bubbles went green. But where there's a fill, there's a way. And I found a way to share what's in here. I'm tapping my heart.
WhatsApp, the place to safely send messages between different devices. Message privately with everyone.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Wow.
Have we ever done that?
That was like a roller coaster.
I did. That's the theme song.
It is the middle children. Yeah.
The end is the middle children.
You're right.
Yeah.
You are correct.
I am, yeah.
God, it's good to be back.
Have we been gone?
No.
I was like, I don't remember fucking going anywhere.
But mentally, it's like we're back, like physically, mentally, spiritually.
Yeah, we're back in the house.
You know what I'm saying? And how has your week been? How the hell are you? Because you're busy.
I'm good, really? Today was kind of busy. I'm not busy. I'm like...
a little busy,
spotty busy, where it's like random, you know. It's summer. Things, you know,
it's summer. You guys,
I was upstate until yesterday. I brought the dog upstate.
How did everyone love the pup?
Did
Otis
you forget
absolutely
his name?
Thrived. Otis.
Oh.
Oh,
that. So we're not even high yet, guys.
Yeah. I think I just...
I might be a little latent high from before.
Yeah, no. I was like, don't say the name. And then I said, maybe say the name. Because I wasn't sure if you had said the name. Anywho.
Oh, you thought I was having a name reveal?
I forgot. And
that's
I just...
So imagine if I was having a name reveal for the dog.
I just thought, don't blow it. And then I thought, I think you did say it. So then I said it
later.
Yeah,
late. I said it. I would never...
Yeah. Your dad, didn't he... take him to the dog park, you said?
He didn't take him to the dog park because I was afraid because he didn't have all the shots
sure,
and
sure,
stuff.
Oh, sure.
But he absolutely adored...
Ugh. Oh my God, and your nephew.
And being outside and being with my nephew all day. I felt so... But like today, I felt like he was looking for them.
Oh no.
I know. But I was like, sorry, you're stuck with my boring ass.
Yeah,
it's just
like,
me.
Get used to just lounging. That's what we do here.
But it was good. We went to the vet again today.
Okay. Was this the final kind of...
He needed, shots. And now in 5 days, he can go outside.
I'm so thrilled for him.
The thing is, he hates a leash. So that's going to be a fun journey.
He's going to learn to love a leash.
I feel like I'm going to have more interactions with people than I ever have.
That's true.
Recently. And
with
I'm like,
that
not
dog,
ready.
Everyone's going to stop you.
And I'm not ready.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot to handle.
I'm going to be like, no, you can't hold him.
Yeah. He actually hates people.
They'll be like, I don't want him to get anything.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk to you.
But you might. It could be a flirting magnet.
It could be, but I feel like most of it will not be.
Probably not.
I think it'll be a lot of like...
Hi.
Young girls.
Yeah, and that's...
And I'm going to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Rochelle, so we'll is see. It?
What I'm assuming. What's been going on with you?
Things here are going gone. Winnie is right now attached because my boyfriend's dog came back yesterday. The first time the dog came, Winnie was sort of just like...
Oh, yeah. How'd the first interaction go?
Well, the first time I thought, my cat's a new cat.
Why?
And I thought...
She was in denial?
She was nervous, but she was like curious, which I thought, okay... Like at one point, she was sitting where you are and the dog was right there.
Was the dog interested in her?
Yeah, but was also scared of her, which we love.
Okay.
So I said, what I didn't know is that Winnie is actually great with all animals. And then last night he brought the dog back and Winnie said, I forgot who I was.
Sorry, you got me on a good day.
Yeah. And so yesterday she was like doing the whole... from like her guttural. And like just...
How big is the dog?
Massive.
Oh, he's big.
Well, he's big. He is like 3 or 4 times the size of her.
Okay.
But we have the gate up so she can totally be not with him.
Yeah.
but she likes to assert dominance. So
so was she just standing on the other side of the gate doing that?
Or she would like come around and follow into the kitchen and make that noise. And like, it was just a lot. And I said, I thought you were going to be good with dogs. I thought
you might have to keep trying.
I am going to keep trying. I'm going to wear her down and I'm going to just play with the dog and be like, get over it. Please help me help you.
Yeah. Be like, please don't cost.
Please
don't do this to mom.
I'm like, I pay $500 to get your nails cut. You're not going to also just
be
run
a bitch
people
for
out.
No reason.
Okay. I'll be the bitch. Can you just be a cat? So anyhow,
well,
it's been a hard day with that.
Could you just block her in your room with the gate?
No, she's gonna get over it. She's gonna get over it. And I like we but he helped me build like a cat shelf for her that's really high, so if she wants to go really high where no one can get her, including the dog, there's an option for that, which she
has
she obviously refused to use because she doesn't trust it. But
have you tried putting her up there?
I did, yeah.
And she immediately leaped off?
Yeah, she was like, how dare you? And I said, okay.
I feel like if I was a cat, I'd love a cat shelf.
Well, that's the whole thing.
Who wouldn't love a cat shelf?
That's what I'm saying. It's even a swoopy shape, which like she loves the hammock one by the window. So I thought, girl, it's your favorite shape in the world. This is a layup for you. Your mom
sit up here, watch everyone,
and judge.
And
judge
sleep
away.
In peace,
girl. Judge, yeah. And you don't have to worry about the dog coming over or anyone coming over. I can't even reach her. I have to get on the bed to reach her.
Wow, that must be really. I have to check it out.
I'll show it to you. It's high.
I wish that was where my bed was.
I know, me too. So I would just like her to go. I tried putting treats up there. I tried putting whitefish. I'm going to force her to go up there. I just, one time, if I could just give her anything and she could just appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, I just want that to happen for me. Anyhow.
Maybe it will.
I think it will.
Let's hope.
I think I'm just going to be like, next time. Okay, I'm just going to be like, you know, we are all lovers in this house and we welcome people and no one's going to hurt us. And I'm talking to Winnie right now and I'm talking to anyone listening who maybe is being
is the Winnie vibe.
Exactly. It's not okay. Okay.
Jesse added some wallpaper.
Yes.
And it's absolutely stunning.
Thank you for saying that.
It looks amazing from here as well. It's a little peekaboo.
I love it because it's like there's a lot of patterns, but I think it's like the perfect sort of pattern that's also not too much of a pattern.
It's not too much.
Yes.
It's like, I would say like a leopard print, but it's not like a leopard because yes. It's not different shades, but it's like a leopard print of all the same purplish pink.
Yes, and out in my living room is like purple and pink, so it's like kind of ties in before getting
in.
Yeah,
and leopard print on the frame.
Exactly. It's really exciting. I'm feeling good about it, and I'm feeling like this place is really coming together.
It is.
I know.
What are you going to do if you have to move?
Well, I don't think I'm going to move soon.
For a while.
I forget. You know what? I've had this sitting on my coffee table, and I don't even know what it is. It's like normally
it's
they send
me... It's just an eviction notice.
Annual apartment registration. Like, I don't know what that means. Anyhow, that's who I am. But so, I don't know. If I have to move, I'll bury myself in the walls and ask to be just covered in paint and left here. I don't know what I'll do.
What else is going on? Have you done this week?
What else is going on and have I done this week? That's such a good... Today... Okay. So in like 2 weeks now, I have this wedding, that my friend's wedding that I'm going to.
Oh, right.
And it's cocktail attire. And I said...
That's perfect.
Is it?
That just means whatever kind of dress you want.
Yeah. But now I'm like, I have nothing. That's all.
You have plenty of cocktail attire.
Do I?
Yeah.
Thank you for saying
that. Most things you wear would be considered cocktail attire.
Okay.
It's just like any kind of fun dress you want, you can wear.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, I went to Buffalo today before.
Wow, that's a far drive.
It was a walk. I walked.
I was joking. Oh, I meant Buffalo like in.
That's funny. Buffalo Exchange, because I said, what if I can find a cute cocktail dress? But I went and I couldn't.
Have you gone on? And listen, I'm not a big proponent for fast fashion, although yes, I am. Yeah. Because
I'm a believer.
It's whatever. But I went on Shein.
No.
What, you don't?
Well, have you read that article?
What article?
That they literally have like poison in the clothes.
No.
It's something like, there's a thing that came out that's like, there's like lead poisoning in the clothes. Like actually like something, and like it's created by children. Like it's like, yeah, it was a bad article about Yikes. Them specifically. But do they have cute stuff?
Did I order 5 dresses from there recently?
You did. Are they stunning?
I did.
Are they cheap?
They were cheap, but here's the thing. I have to go to LA again for like another Netflix Day stuff. So I was like, let me get a bunch of shit.
Yeah,
let me
get a bunch of shit.
Because I'm like, wearing a dress is so easy. I put on some leggings,
yeah.
Put on a dress,
I'm
put
out the
on
door.
Some boots, a fast shadow.
In the summer?
I feel great. What?
Boots in the summer?
If I'm wearing, you forget that I'm a man. So I can't, I don't have the same options.
We'll find you options. No, all right. I'm sorry.
The thing is, you would think that I had exhausted.
I would.
All which I have.
Oh, okay.
If you know where to find size 15 cute shoes,
I'm on it.
Please do.
I did buy a pair of jellies today, but they're orange and they're cute.
Jellies are coming back.
You know, I've always been a gal in the 90s, and I'm just excited that everybody is at this point. But it's just exciting to see all the things I love. Like, I almost bought another tutu today. I had to really contain myself and watch myself.
When are you going to wear another tutu?
Every Tuesday? I don't know. Whenever I want.
I mean, please.
I love a tutu.
Have you worn that tutu out?
No, but I was waiting for the reveal of the cover of the podcast. I literally was.
Got it.
I was like, I can't wear it before it comes out or it takes away.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I can, and I actually might wear it tomorrow night.
Speaking of, has Miss Thing gone viral on Insta, or I mean on TikTok for the purse collection?
Well, this is what happened, okay? I actually just shared my couch purse, and then this girl stitched me and sort of like dragged me through the mud showing 75 million purses that she has.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Like, everyone's like, Jesse, it's you in the thumbnail. But then I'm like, yeah, but the video actually is this other girl being like, here's 25 purses. But I love her, and it's a different vibe. We're different vibes. But she did, like, people were tagging me being like, ooh, Jesse, like, Jesse got, like, whooped. Even though I was like, I just said this was my favorite purse, and I think it's the funniest purse there ever, like, was. But if you have a funnier one, prove it.
And she wanted to prove it.
And she did prove it.
What an annoying bitch, though.
It was like, because I said prove it with one purse, and she did 25, and I said one. I said, what's the funniest purse?
It's also, I'm like, do you have a vendetta against me that you need to show 25 purses off?
I know. And then everyone tagging me just, and I mean, it was very funny. I actually thought it was a fun time. And then, so then I duetted, or I don't even know, what do you call it? I stitched her back where I like showed more of my purses, and I tried to do like all these outfits around it. But that day I had work to do, so I only gave myself an hour to do it. But it was still really fun. And then, yeah, I got like a bunch of views on that. And then I kind of said, what am I doing? I'm not really sure, but it's fun.
I mean, it's a fun journey that you're going to be on.
It's a fun journey that I'm on. Yeah, I got approached by a company today that's like, can we send you bags? And I went, what?
Here it's starting, bitch.
Yeah. So we'll see. I mean, it's like, it's...
Manifest it. Why not? Get free bags. Make money off bags.
Yeah. I like the bags that are by artists that I think are really unique and cool. I don't necessarily like
Amazon bags.
Yeah, like a manufactured kind of like cheap bag. I'm like, well, that's not my vibe.
It takes away from it.
Yeah, for me. Like, my couch bag was my birthday present to myself, and it was like almost $500.
Holy shit.
Because it's like this artist makes them and makes a limited amount, and she's incredible.
Does the couch purse open?
Yeah, at the bottom.
Is it open at the bottom, or does it have like an attachment that opens?
No, it unzips at the bottom.
Oh, wow.
It's really cool.
Does the couch, can you fill the couch with stuff? What could fit in there? I know, like, you don't care about that.
No, of course. It's like, I put, when I take it out, it's like my credit card, my license, like cash, my keys. I mean, the bare min, but it can fit.
What's the next purse?
I want a paint palette purse because I like that it would be every color.
Oh.
Like, I like objects as opposed to food. Like, I think that there's a ton of food purses, but, like,
yeah.
First of all, I'm, like, what do you call it? I've got, like, PTSD with, like, food bags. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want someone to be like, we get it. You like food. I'm like, shut up. That's not why. So I'm yeah. like, okay. Like, I think it's funnier when there's, like, miniatures of objects or objects that are unusual as opposed to, like, I mean, I've seen a ton of cake bags. I've seen yeah. a ton of, you know, like, I've just seen those that they're not as unique that I'd rather be, like, an interesting object.
What did this bitch have that was so unique?
Have you seen, you know what, you've got to watch it. Have you seen the new, like, Betsy Johnson, you know, when yes. she sold her name?
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she sold her name. So now, like, her brand, no offense to her, is kind of a little cheaper.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a little cheaper stuff, and it's not as unique as it was. It's still cool. Like, Kate Spade has some cool purses, I think. I wanted the blimp one or the...
I got my roommate one of the Kate because she really wanted... It's like the Kate Spade, like, peach one.
Okay, that sounds really fun. And I'm obsessed with that for you. Let me see if I can find her. Okay, so let's see. She posts a ton. Like, I had no idea. You know what I mean? Okay. Oh, my God. And it got 7.2 million.
Holy shit.
So that's me being like, tell me if you have a funnier purse. And then she's just like, this one or this one or this one.
Yeah, but these, like, okay, I'll give the clip one is cool.
Yeah.
But all of the other ones are, like,
I know.
Manufactured.
I know.
Like, oh, cool. You have, but, like, no. No, these aren't cool.
I know.
Anyone can make these. These are all the same structure.
Exactly.
And they just have, like, things glued on them or they're, like, painted to look.
I know.
And the everyone, tooth, like, oh, yeah, oh, a pizza
that's
purse.
That's what I'm saying. I've seen that a million times.
The Happy Meal thing, eat shit.
It's like,
yeah, get a life.
That's what I think.
These are like little kid purses.
Yes.
These aren't art.
This isn't high fashion.
This is not
a kid
fashion
would
at
have
all,
it.
Except for the porcelain doll.
That one's cool. And then look how many she, like, it's a lot.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. But she got 7.2 million views on it. And so I think there's even been articles about it. Literally someone, like, messaged me being like, you're in this article. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm just the start of it.
Like, these are so dumb.
Thank you for saying that.
Like, oh, cool. Listen, bitch. Don't come for my friends.
Don't come for my friends. Like, we are different. We are not the same. I think she's cool. I just think, like, it was a different type of race, you know?
Yeah, and all of her purses combined are probably about worth.
Truly.
Come on.
Come on.
Don't come for us.
Don't come for us. It's like.
Don't. And I'll say it again. Come for us.
Don't come for us. I can't have that.
You know what I hate?
What?
When people come for us.
Me too. Because I'm like, back down.
I don't have time for it.
I was bullied a lot in middle school. I know how the game goes.
I'll fucking roast your ass.
I will. Rip you a new one.
Oh, should we do a Hallmark? Or no? How are you feeling?
Yeah, we could.
All right, Jesse's not into it.
No, I could do a Hallmark.
No, please, let's keep talking.
No, I simply can't. Do we have enough time for a Hallmark?
Yeah, I mean, what else is going on?
If you
on?
Can get your shit together.
Listen.
I can.
What's new in sex?
In sex? What is new in sex?
I think that I got that from Rachel's mom and friends asked Rachel that.
That's what
episode.
She says? What's new in sex?
Yeah.
That's funny.
She's like trying to fit in with the kids.
I love that. What you guys doing sexually?
Friends was on when I was at my parents' the other day, which I haven't watched in forever. But yeah. I did love, obviously, at the time.
Yeah.
But the fat...
Oh, I
the
know.
The fat stuff
I know.
Is like... Even in the episodes when they don't bring it back, whenever they... Even try to bring it up in a serious way.
It's
like when Monica, it's the Steal My Thunder episode. She's like, you can't handle that your formerly fat friend is getting married before you.
Yeah, it's really tragic that they did that. When you think about Shallow Hal,
I mean,
who greenlit that?
Gwyneth Paltrow, do not tell me what to do with my skin. You were in Shallow Hal.
Girl, never tell me what to do with my skin.
Like, you're going to come at me and talk to me about how to make positive changes in my life?
Girl, you wore like a fat suit and pretended you didn't.
Did she wear a fat suit in that?
I think, yeah.
Oh my God, I think you're right.
Like, it's literally her. It's not great. It's not great.
It's not great.
And we can all forgive Jack Black because he didn't know.
And they also just like had her as herself most of the time. So I know. I forgot about that.
It's a wild movie. Wild.
Absolutely wild. And the way that everyone treats her.
Yeah. It's real. I wouldn't want to rewatch it. You know, it'd be hurtful. It'd be painful. That's like one of my favorite shows is Drop Dead Diva. Have you seen that?
No, but I'm familiar with it.
It's really great. It's like a similar concept that it's like this girl who was like really legally like pretty and kind of like was a model dies and comes back as this like heavy lawyer. Okay. That's like, so she's like a heavy lawyer. It's very Legally Blonde. And then it's like, but now she's a fun, heavy lawyer. And she like has the confidence of the model. So Everyone's like, what? And then the girl's fiance who lost his fiance because she died, but she's in the lawyer thing body now. Like, I think the whole show is like, is he a good enough guy to love her in this new body?
Like, does he like know it's her?
No, because she doesn't want to freak him out. So, but they have like this will they, won't they? I forget what even happens. It's a great show. It's a really good show.
I hope they hook up.
I forgot what happens.
Listen,
we can all wish.
We can all wish upon a star.
How's sex for you?
Great.
Yeah.
I didn't ask how sex was for you, though.
Oh, how's sex? What did
I
you say to
what
me?
I asked what was new in sex.
What is new in sex for you?
I didn't mean for you. I just meant in general.
Oh, what's going on with
sex?
What
are some new sex things?
What are the gays up to?
I'm never having sex. You know that. I wish I was having sex. Well, I don't know if I even do.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm abstinent.
Yeah. I mean, well,
I'm saving myself for Christ.
That's smart. Listen, he's very kinky, though. Please know that.
Listen, until he can pin me up on this
on
is
a
getting,
cross on a
this
different...
is getting blasphemous.
Oy. Do you have a wedding coming up? I'd be surprised if you didn't.
I don't have one for a while. I have one next year, I think.
Oh my God, Mazel tov on the break!
Thank
and then
you.
When do you go to LA?
Sometime in September, mid September.
Wow.
And then I think again in mid-October.
Oh my God.
Listen, bitch.
It's a double feature.
It's a double feature. I think I'm going to take the dog up to my parents.
Aw.
Because they'd love it.
Yeah, they'd love that.
And also, like, I'll be gone during the week. My roommate's at work all day, so.
Yeah.
And he, like, would love to get outside and stuff.
Yeah.
Look at how Winnie's sitting.
Yeah. Winnie likes to sometimes sit like she's an armrest. And sometimes I'm like, she's my protector. You know what I mean? She'll
sit
there.
Can't be comfortable. She's perched like a gargoyle.
I know. She's into it. She'll do it for hours, really.
Jesse, has anything embarrassed you lately?
It's the embarrassing story of the week.
Oh my God. Did I tell you this? Oh, that's so fun. You know what happened to me 2 days ago?
What?
I went to the supermarket. Famously, I hadn't gone to the grocery store for what felt like weeks, maybe a month. Okay.
Please. That's like,
it's humiliating. Everyone came over. I said, I have nothing for you. Not a drink.
I
not
never
a drop,
have any. I'm like,
not
I
a
have
cracker.
Nothing.
I know. It's I was like, I gotta go. So I go and I get this woman who I loathe. Okay. I loathe her because she's the worst person who works there. She's angry. She shit talks other shoppers
customers
while they're there to you that you're like, I'm not in this fight. I don't want to partake. And she also for delivery, famously, everyone knows that when you're doing delivery, they're supposed to close the lane. Okay. Cause it's going to take a while. And then I'm supposed to pay for everything, leave. And then they pack things up, but she doesn't do that. She packs up as you go. So I was there for 30 minutes. She packs it terribly. So it's like everything's on top of everything. And I have four boxes.
Was
okay?
There no other lines?
I didn't notice it was her until it was too late. I'd already started putting stuff in. And I thought, this won't be that bad. Anyhow.
There's no self-checkout?
I had not for delivery.
Oh, how much stuff did you have? Because you got all the seltzer.
$350. Yeah, and I got like heavy stuff. So $350 worth of stuff. Wow. Okay? I don't even know what do I buy? I don't know.
Groceries are insane.
That's what's humiliating. I'll be out of food next week. I'm like, it can't be that way. But I don't know what it is. So then I get to the front of the line. And she's, you know, there's still a bunch of people behind me because she didn't close the line. So all these people are waiting. They're angry because it's delivery. And I'm like, great. Then we're finally finished. It's been 30 minutes. I go to pay. My card's declined.
No.
My card is declined. And she was like, she's angry at me. The guy behind me is huffing and puffing. And I'm like, LOL. Like I'm doing this on purpose. Like, yeah. This is a glitch in the system. I don't know why my card is not working.
Yeah.
Like it was working before and now it's not working. I tried it 3 times. Okay.
Also, like, what is her problem? Your shift ends when it ends. You're going to be there anyway.
Yeah. I don't know why she's like that and so angry. And then I'm like, okay, worst case scenario, sure. I wasted everyone's time and there's a ton of groceries and blah, blah. But then I was like, I'm not going to be embarrassed. I literally did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And like, I'm blaming your machine. Like, I don't know why my car's not working, but everyone. The energy I was feeling, I said, I'm rubber, you're glue, and you're bouncing off, go away. And then I had to use my other card and it worked. But everyone was like, the amount of stress I felt towards me to feel embarrassment, I was just like, absolutely not.
Like, fuck off.
Fuck off.
I know. I never go to a cashier, though. I always do.
You self-checkout.
Yeah.
And you actually, I've never self-checkout without 15 problems.
I'm very good.
You with the weight, everything.
Sometimes when I'm using self-checkout, I'm like, I bet that somewhere they're watching these cameras and someone's going to come out here and offer me a job.
You know what? You worked in a grocery store. Maybe you're really good at it because I suck.
I mean, I pride myself on my self-checkout.
On your scanning and you have to put it, the weight of the thing. That's something I mess up sometimes.
Sometimes I'm like, I would love to work at a grocery store again. There's something soothing about checking out groceries.
I bet. And I would love to judge what people get. I would absolutely love
anyone that's listening to this is like, you fucking piece of shit. No, you don't. Oh. And no, I don't want to do that for, I understand it's a lot of work for little money. I don't mean it like that, but I do.
There's a lot of jobs. Like, I want to be a barista one day a week.
No.
One day a week.
I don't like being a barista.
Okay. I've never done it.
Making espresso stuff is hard.
I wouldn't do that stuff. I would literally just work the counter and be like.
I don't think you get to do. That's not being a barista.
Bagel or. Okay. Well, then
that's
I want
to. Being a cashier.
I want to be a cashier, like muffin gal. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to do that. Okay.
A florist.
I want to, oh God, do I want to be a florist?
I would love to apprentice at a florist.
Me too. I would love to learn because sometimes I do make my own bouquets and I always get back and I go, you panicked.
I sometimes do as well. I also would sometimes help out in the Winnie's standing on me, who I'm famously allergic to. And Jessie loves to laugh as she comes on me.
Just because Winnie's very much like, this is my domain, including you, which I find.
It's all fun and games until my throat closes.
It's true. I'm sorry.
Oh, I florist. Would sometimes help out in the floral department. But the woman that was the boss was really mean. So
no,
like
you can't be
that.
A mean florist.
She'd be like, you think this is enough water? This isn't enough water. And be like yelling at me. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, I don't know. How much fucking water?
Yeah.
That's why I asked
Susan,
you.
Take it down 4 notches.
Her name was Sue also.
Wow. I felt that. I really did. I was like, it's an older name, but it's like still, yeah. You know. So, yeah.
I'd be like outside watering the hanging plants while she was on her cigarette break. And she'd be like yelling at me from
her cigarette station. That's so funny.
But
yeah, I love flowers. I love receiving flowers. I love giving flowers. I love looking at flowers.
Do you like eating them?
I've been known to eat a flower, a petal or two.
Do you like rose flavored stuff?
I used to, this is always quite a sentence, but when I did live in a sorority, thank you. the chef would make like lavender cookies.
Oh, I forgot that there's a chef in a sorority. That's insane.
It's very stupid.
Who was the chef?
This old man named Gary.
Oh.
And
was he like there all the time?
Yeah.
Did he live there?
No.
Did he, what, he worked like 9 to 5?
I think so. Like, he would make breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then on weekends, I forget how, what they did, but it's like he had food always in the fridge for us.
That's insane.
And then Saturday, I think, and Sunday mornings, you could come down and order whatever you wanted for breakfast. It was insane.
That's an insane lifestyle.
I know. And what's really funny is I obviously, like, couldn't afford it. So when I lived in the sorority, I also worked for the sorority. So like I would have to, like, I forget what I had to do, like organize and clean certain days.
And how that's many humbling. Girls lived in it?
It was very like Little Princess. You remember how she had to like clean in the yeah. place she lived, and people were like, "You're poor," and then you're like, "Yeah."
How many girls lived in the house?
I think it was like 32.
Holy
or,
shit!
Yeah, and like,
did you have your own room?
No, because if you have your own room, you have to pay, like, I don't even know how much. Like,
how big is the house? The man, is it just a mansion?
It is a mansion. So the first floor is like living rooms and sunrooms and the big kitchen with like a massive table that can fit 32 people or whatever. And then downstairs is like a basement with more whatever. And then upstairs, it's like the second floor was like, had to be 10 or 11 rooms.
Wow.
And there were two. I lived with someone. I had a roommate.
Well,
which was a nightmare.
Yeah,
because like junior year when I lived off campus, I didn't have a roommate.
I was an RA for a year.
Oh.
And I had my own room, and it was free room and board.
That's, I should have been an RA. I was an RA in London.
You would have loved being an RA.
I would have loved it.
Like, me being an RA was pure. I only did it for 1 year.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I definitely did like it, but there was also the temptation of like,
yeah,
my friends lived off campus.
Yeah.
So I was an RA for like sophomores. I was over 21, but I like, even if I would go out and then I'm like seeing,
I know, they always, it was like, I think when I went, it was like, being an RA is social suicide.
Yeah, no, you know? It totally was. But I was like, I don't care.
No, it's so smart. I wish I had done it. I wish I had had a stronger
backbone.
And
there's like some cool RAs. Like,
yes.
And I also like loved, I had so much fun with the RAs in my building.
If you that think year. I wouldn't have had
It was
a
really
blast.
Honestly like a great year looking back.
I'm sure.
And it was like sober, good fun most of the time.
Yeah,
because we were like
sober,
and
good
I would
fun.
Have to, because there was the cage, which was like the office when you first walked in.
Okay.
In every building. So it was like an office. Imagine if like your wall here was just like open. So you know when you go to like a concession stand?
Oh yeah.
It was like a window like that, but it was an office, but it was just like a desk and then like a living room setup, like a couch, TV.
What do you do in there?
And then there was like a table, and then there was like a little fridge. And so,
what was it?
It was in all the buildings, they were like, it was for the residents, like if they needed anything.
Oh.
And so you had to be on duty. So I think there was like 8 of us in the building, and the cage was open from 12 to 3 and then 7 to 11.
Wow.
And so if anyone needed anything, they would come, and you would have to make, oh no, what it was, I forgot about this. And then everyone was on duty. So like I would be on duty every other Tuesday.
Okay.
And then I think, and then everyone had one weekend day a month. So like,
oh, yeah,
if
yeah,
you
yeah,
were
yeah.
on duty,
right,
I would have to stay in the building from 7 p.m.
Yeah, that was
until
it.
8 a.m. the next day.
Wow.
And if you're on duty on the weekend, you have to stay in the building from 12, from if it was a Sunday or Saturday, I think it was 12 to 12, 12
yeah.
p.m. or 12 p.m. to 12 p.m. So 24 hours, which would suck. And you'd have to go on rounds like every hour, like walk the building.
Yeah, that's a
initial.
Lot.
But we all just like hung out in there together like all the time.
That's so fun.
But then sometimes it was shitty on the weekend because everybody else would like go out and then you'd be literally alone.
Yeah.
And like there'd be somebody fighting in the fucking room.
Oh my
and shit.
God.
But It was a good time. You would love making door tags every month. We had to make new door tags every month.
I would have had a hoot. I would have really had a hoot. You know, going back, I'd do it again. My senior year, I did like, I was like an orientation leader, which was fun, like for freshmen, like getting them in. And then I wish I had, I was the president of my dorm for 2 years, freshman year as the president and sophomore year.
I don't even know if we had.
It's like, why? I don't even know why I did it, but I did do it.
And then senior year, I moved off campus with my friends. I moved in with four girls.
Hell yeah.
And three of them had already been living there, but they were like, have been my friends since I got there. But it was me and another girl were moving in who I like didn't know that well. And so one girl was leaving.
Yeah.
And she lived in the attic. So basically it was like sharing the attic with my friend Liz. And then the other room was like the best room in the house. And we drew straws for who got it. And I got the good room. And in classic Chris Burns fashion, I
said no,
texted
it's okay.
her and was like, you know what? It's fine. You have a boyfriend.
No.
Who lives, like, he lived far away and would come and stay for the weekend. And I was like best friends with the other one in the attic. So she was like, oh my God, I don't want to live in the attic, like with her.
Oh God.
And so, I mean, we were separated by like a chimney, like a half wall.
Oh God.
And her side of the attic was also way bigger. It was literally like, I couldn't stand up in it.
I'm upset.
Like I could only stand in the peak.
Oh my God.
But I also grew up with a room like that growing up. Not that low. I could stand in my room, but there was like peaked ceilings.
Peaked ceilings. You know, there are things that we did in college that no one's proud of. When I was in London, I was in an 8-person apartment and I was in a triple room. There were two other girls in my room and both of them snored. So I had to try to fall asleep before them or it'd be like, boop, 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 boop. Like it was, I was like, this is comical. This is a joke.
What if you woke up to pee and then did you just never sleep?
Well, it's funny because like I would sometimes be like, you're both snoring. And then one of them would always get mad and she'd be like, no, I wasn't. And I'd be like, okay. And then it would be like, I just have to get to sleep before they do, because if I don't, it's.
Did you ever try like ear things?
Earplugs? No, because then I'm afraid I won't wake up from my alarm.
I like wake up all the time.
Oh, I sleep through the night. I really do.
You never wake up to pee?
No, it's rare.
I literally have never slept through the night.
Stop.
I remember one time in like the recent memory that I woke up and like it was like 7 and I was like, holy shit, I can't believe I slept from like 10 p.m. until 7 a.m.
Wow. Yeah, my bladder, we just like, it just shuts off. I don't drink too much before bed or I'll try to go. But then, yeah, my body's like.
Or I just wake up, not even to have to pee. I just wake up constantly.
Wow.
I wake up probably like 5 times a night.
I don't like that for you.
I always have. And okay. Sometimes I'll like, now I wake up and I like reach to make sure the dog's there.
Aww.
But now the dog is like going down to the end of the bed and shit. So then the dog won't be there. And then I'm like, where's the dog? And then I wake up to pee. I take the dog out to pee. Then I go back to bed.
Oh, wow.
It's a journey.
Because I'm always worried about like doing something to keep myself up. So if I get up, I'm like, go to the bathroom, try to turn on as little lights as possible, and then go back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I try to do with the dog.
Right.
Because I'm like hiding his toys and shit before bed. Because I'm like, when I take him out to the bathroom, if he spots a fucking,
aww,
all of a sudden he's like.
He wants to play.
Up for the fucking day.
Yeah. Sleep. What a magical thing. College. How funny is that?
I mean.
Wild.
Absolutely wild.
Absolutely bonkers.
To think
we both went to college.
Why?
I think about that all the time. I just think at 18 making a big decision is a terrible idea.
Yeah.
I think that honestly, this is what I think. After high school, everyone should start working. Hear me out. like long internships or some type of work. And then at 30, you get to go to college. You get to
maybe
like,
a little earlier than
maybe
that.
26. You know what? Your brain's fully
even like
formed
21.
At 25. So I'll say.
Because you want to start. Some people might want to start like being a doctor or something earlier.
If you want to be a doctor, that's on you. Just kidding.
Like, unfortunately, we do need.
No, we definitely need doctors and everybody knows that. But I guess for everybody else, I don't know. I wasn't ready to go to college. I didn't know what I wanted. I still don't know. Kind of.
Nobody's ever asked in a job capacity where I went to college.
Albany.
No.
New Paltz.
No.
Wait, SUNY. SUNY.
No one ever remembers. Wait. The other day, somebody pointed out, they're like, oh, SUNY Oswego. And I was like, that's not where I went to school.
It's not SUNY Albany?
No, I'm from Albany.
Okay, what is it? SUNY?
Oneonta.
It's Oneonta.
Yeah.
Where did I go?
Syracuse.
Okay.
Bitch.
Okay, but I got the first part.
I got all of
what
it.
What did I major in?
There's like 30 SUNYs.
Yeah.
What did you major in? Communications.
Well, technically it was
what
public relations. Public relations. You majored in communication.
Actually, yes. No, I majored in mass communications.
Wow. For the masses.
And did you have a minor?
I did.
What was it?
Sociology.
What was mine?
It was psychology?
No.
Damn it.
It's close. I never would have gotten yours either.
Theater?
English lit.
English lit?
I know.
Look at you.
I didn't even mean to.
No, that's cool.
Like when I was graduating, they're like, oh, you have enough English classes to have an English minor. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, let's tack that puppy on.
I love that. I actually was a double major. So I was a public relations and sociology double major. And then I went part time. Essentially, when I was in the middle of going to college, my parents like lost a lot of money. And so they were like, I had to make, that's when I started being an RA in London. And then my senior year, I front loaded credits so I could be a part-time student. And from that, they were like, well, you already have enough to just minor in it. Like, do you need to double major? And I was like, no, I don't even know why I was doing it. I just thought it'd be interesting.
Yeah, I changed my major like 5 times.
Wow. I was undecided. And then I like learned about public relations, and then I thought I was going to do advertising, and then I just decided to stick with public relations because it was easy. Like, and I was like, I'll just figure out, you know, they had television, radio, and film, but I just was like, I don't need to major in it to understand it.
Yeah.
I get it.
I took a radio, TV, and film class and got in a fight with the teacher.
Wow.
Over Lady Gaga.
Oh, damn.
He called her a talentless hack.
Okay, well, he deserves to be
put
behind
bars. And
it
was me and like this lesbian in my class, like, went off. It turned in the entire class. I was like, no, I'll give you some links that will prove that she's more than. And this was like, you know.
How dare he? That's insane. I'll never forget my advertising. I like sat in an advertising class and I did like an Elwood. I don't even know what this was, but I went to him after class because his class was full. And I said, can I be in your class? And he was like, the class is full. And I said, you need me in your class. I was like, you want me in your class? I was like, I'm going to be an advertising. Like, I was like, if you don't have me in your class, it'll be the biggest mistake you make of your life. Like, literally, I said that. And then he was like, okay, be in my class. And then I was taking it and I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to do advertising. After I pledged my, like.
Did you do well in the class?
Yeah, I think I did.
I got a D in statistics.
Oh.
Oh, was that in college or high school? It was in college.
Yeah.
I got a D in statistics and it was the only D I got. And the counselor was like, okay, so when we're going to retake statistics. And I was like, who's going to retake statistics?
You or me.
And she was like, well, you got a D. And I was like, is that not passing?
Yeah.
She's like, it's going to bring down your whole GPA. And I was like, eh.
Ugh.
So.
Good for, I had to take biology, which is with
I
all,
started as a bio major.
Oh my.
Which was insane.
Insane. It was
literally just
because
I watched Grey's Anatomy.
And I said, why am I here?
I literally was like, I'm going to be a doctor. But it was just because I was watching Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I was like, I was like, this is such a mistake. I don't even know how to get out of it. I'm so far in it. I would listen to Norah Jones and study. That's all I did. Listen to Norah Jones and memorize But like I'd memorize to the test and then forget absolutely everything.
Can I tell you, I was so bad at studying.
Were you?
So I just couldn't. Looking back, I think I did have ADD.
Yeah, sure.
Genuinely?
Absolutely.
Now that I think about things.
Yeah.
Where I'm like,
ooh. Like, it could have been
if
that.
If I had Adderall in college, things would have been much
it
different.
It would have been different.
But I'm like, I just couldn't focus on things.
Syracuse, one reason I went there, it has one of the best learning disabilities centers in like a lot of colleges. So what happened is like all of my classes, there was someone who was a note taker. So someone who was paid by the university to take like really beautiful, clear notes.
Wow.
So I didn't have to. I could just pay attention. Because if I have to write notes, I miss half the information. Yeah. And then I don't even like, so I would never have to take notes. I could just listen. I know I would get my notes. And they gave me time and a half. So I didn't, if I had to take the test in a big lecture hall, I don't know what it was, but it's like I would get a headache with the papers turning and I would get so anxious. I couldn't be in that big a room. So yeah. I would get to go somewhere and just be like in a quiet place by myself.
I had to take a test like that once in high school
because
I had missed it. And this girl that I like barely knew, but we went to elementary school together, also missed it. And we like walked out in the hall and we had to go to separate rooms. And she was like, "Do you want the answers?" And I was like, "What?" And she was like, "I have the answers. Do you want them?" And I was like, "Sure." And she literally like handed me a sheet of them that someone, and looking back, I never cheated in high school or college. And I'm like, yeah. Everyone was fucking cheating. And so I was like, so nervous.
Yeah,
I'm in
a
room by myself doing
it
though.
Oh my God.
And I changed so many answers and she like sat next to me. And so when they handed back the test, I got like an 83 and she was like, "What?" And she got 100, obviously.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, "I gave you the fucking answers." And I was like, I know.
I was scared. I didn't want them to catch on. That's so funny.
I also once in that class, because it was the only honors class I had gotten yeah. in his history. And I got, like, on the first test, like, a 40. And he wrote, "See me" on it. And I was so, and he also, like, his daughter was in our grade.
Oh.
And I was so nervous and anxious that I just never saw him.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the year, he was like, "Can you stay after class?" And he was like, "I have you down as like a 40 for this thing." And I was like, "Oh." And he's like, "Why didn't you ever see me?" And I was like, and he was like, "I was gonna let you retake the test."
Aww.
And I was like, "Oh." And he like let me do something to like make it up.
I love him. Bless him. I used to say in high school, I essentially bullied my teachers.
Yeah, there was a couple of that.
That was me. I would stay after class and be like, "So what's going to be on the test?" And they'd be like, "You know, everything from these four chapters." And I'd be like, "No, what's going to be on the test?" And they'd be like, "If you look here," and I would just stay and annoy them. I'd be like, "How long are you here till 6? What's on the test? And finally, I'd be like, "All right, Jesse, it's these four pages. If you memorize that," I'd be like, "Thank you. See you tomorrow." Like, my spit. I would just truly, like, just bully them until they told me what was going to be on the test. And then that's what I would do.
Well, thank God you did.
Now I'm here.
Guys, what a fun journey down memory lane.
Wow, it really was.
It really was. And you know what?
Huh?
Until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.